Hey everybody, and welcome to Fries Today. This week's episode is brought to you by G. Slade, independent music artist. Check out the new album, Raised in America. You can find him on Spotify, iTunes, and just about every other streaming service. And for a preview of what you'll get, go to gslade.com to preview the tracks from the album. All right, hope you enjoy Fries Today.
This is Fries Today with your hosts, George and Rich, on October 2nd, 2020. Tonight's topics will include trending tweets, the follow-up of the murder of Last Resort, and who the hell knows what else we're going to talk about. Take it away, Georgie!
Oh, man. Why don't you tell everybody what just happened?
What happened is we started the show, and this is our sixth show, and you can tweet us at FriesToday1. I forgot that. I'm sorry. And we're on FriesToday.com, too, so you can check us out there.
Yeah, I mean, tell everybody what happened right before the show really started.
You watched Back to the Future with your daughter, and you said it was her first favorite movie, but she said it was your second favorite. So you're going to call it your first until she can tell you which Barbie movie she liked the best.
Well, I actually meant to explain my snafu with the recording. I figured you'd
I was really just going to leave it alone because it's kind of irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, I figured you'd want to like rub it in my face, you know, that I fucked
up. I'm not you, George. I'll move on and save it for like a rainy day, I guess.
This is your opportunity in front of the world, but...
No, I'm not going to call you out in front of the world. It was a private mistake. That, you know, I even erased my end. If I kept my end recorded and didn't delete it, then yeah. You know, because we could have put that in there. But well, no,
like,
we will.
Like Rich said, this is our sixth episode, and we're so glad you guys are here. And we've had a couple of heavy episodes the last couple of weeks, jumping down a rabbit hole of unsolved family mysteries. But we decided we wanted to lighten it up this week, especially with just the world being heavy in general. So I'll let Rich get into the Tweety Tweets, and we can go from there.
Let's see if anything's changed since... We've lost an hour of our lives.
No, nope,
the same. Oh, wait, no. There's a new number three tweet.
Who is number two still Brett? SmackDown?
Yes, and number one is still Walter Reed.
See, guys, we record on Friday night, so SmackDown, I guess, airs, so it's always on. So it's always trending. So we're going to promote number three because we don't want to talk about SmackDown. Because this is not a wrestling podcast. There's plenty of those. If you want one of those, listen to Something to Wrestle With. It's a really good one.
Oh, fuck. This is about basketball. Going to number four tweet. Life after lockup. Yeah, see, that sounds more entertaining.
Hey, did Trump die yet?
No, dude. Don't even. It's not even funny.
Why not? He's a horrible person.
Regardless, I don't wish anything ill on a lot of horrible people.
Fuck that, I do.
We'll see. That's why you're a liberal and I'm me.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't even know. I mean, this life after lockup. I don't even understand this.
Like, as in lockup prisoner or like lockdown COVID?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out because... Yeah. September 25th, 53 minutes ago. Oh, I'm about over this Twitter top
well,
three shit.
So when we were recording this, when I wasn't recording anything, the tweet we were talking about was Marine One. Why don't you explain what Marine One is and why it was trending?
Marine One is the helicopter that transport the president, either Air Force One or local events around the metropolitan D.C. area. It is a very pretty helicopter kept up by the fine United States Marine Corps. There's actually three of them because the president flies in one and the other two are decoys. So if you shoot them all down, then hey, you found our president. But the reason why it was tweeting is because Marine One took our president to Walter Reed to recover from his case of the COVID.
I'm sorry, what? You said the president has what?
Has COVID. Yeah, it's.
But I thought that was just a liberal hoax.
Actually, it was a Chinese hoax.
Didn't he say it affected virtually nobody? So I guess that makes him virtually nobody?
Yeah.
Cool. So we recorded this Friday night. This is going to be released Monday morning. So to you guys in Washington and Virginia, we see you. And, you know, if the president is still alive, then this is still relevant. If he didn't make it past the weekend, we apologize. We didn't know. This is pre-recorded.
We'll throw something up real quick.
Yeah, if he dies while I'm editing it, I'll just do some voiceovers. I'll be like, hey, George, this is Rich. Hey, Rich, this is George. Boris, we'll bring our Russian correspondent, Vladimir, is on the show. Vladimir, tell us what's going on.
Comrade.
How many Russian correspondents do we have? This is out of control. Comrade.
Well, comrade in socialist Russia, or is it Soviet Russia?
Natasha.
Everybody's journalist.
Chumbawamba.
And Brent Baker. No, that's Marilyn.
I Lubana. Get knocked down, Lubuda. And I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down, I get up again.
Mayor
Obama Drake.
Mayor Lubut.
Obama
Drake.
We're
never going to get to go to...
Oh, we're going to get banned. I don't live in Jackson, by the way, so he's not technically mayor.
You live a hell of a lot closer than I do.
Yeah, well, your mayor has an easy name. It's Flags, right?
Thank God it's an easy name. Can you imagine if it was any harder? Wow. We can't do this.
That's what she said, Boris. Comrade. Oh. Notice the hammer and sickle.
Yes.
Popsicle.
Oh, shit. Did you hear somebody cold cock Rick Hermanis walking down the street in New York tonight?
I don't know who that is.
Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
I thought you said Hermanis, like brothers.
No.
I don't know why the Russian guy has interrupted me, Rich. I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know, we know how you liberals get.
Russia's very rude. Russia is not rude. See what I mean?
You've forgot to take your pills. It's quite obvious.
I'm American, so I took my freedom pills.
Can you believe this shit? This dude just was walking down the street in New York and just punched Rick Hermanis in the face. Moranis. I'm just so, like, flustered by this. Who would punch the little dorky guy?
Vladimir, why do you think somebody punched Rick Moranis? Well, they probably watched one of his movies.
His movies are great. Ghostbusters, come on now.
Russia had best movies all time.
And dude,
Russia,
was running
Rocky loses. He dies.
Yeah, he died in Rocky 12, too. I saw the script. It's awesome.
Russia, we put on a movie called Paper, and everybody know Paper covers Rocky.
You worked hard on that one, didn't you?
Hey, Vladimir's killing it tonight, bro. You sound excited. What are you so excited about?
This dude just, like, doesn't rob him, doesn't do anything. He just punches him in the face and keeps walking.
Well, like Vladimir said, he probably went and watched one of Rick Moranis' movies and Probably just watched Ghostbusters. And
no, he saw the Mint commercial with Ryan Reynolds. That's been popping up on YouTube here a lot lately.
You know what else has been popping up on YouTube? Raised in America, the new album by G. Slade.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah. Just search for Raised in America or G. Slade.
Damn. I really don't know what to say right now.
Well, you could tell me about your favorite track on the new Raised in America album by the independent music artist G. Slade, who happens to also be one of the sponsors of this show.
Well, Raised in America in general is a fabulous album. And I enjoyed a lot of tracks. Tomb Raider, I would have to say the leading track, Tomb Raider, is my favorite. Gingerbread Man's okay. You know, Crash and Burn is pretty neat. Other than that, I can't relate to most of the songs because they're Southern and I'm a transplant, so I can't, you know, burn down the South and eat the rich really are irrelevant to my life.
I didn't realize you were a trans.
Yeah, I'm a trans. Yeah, no.
We are breaking ground on this show, man. This is awesome. This is big, guys. Vladimir, what do you think? I'm very proud, though in Russia we would have to cut off your head. But you, I'm proud of you. I do not support Russian policy. But Russian films are much better. Rick Moranis can go to hell.
Wow. Whoa.
Did Vladimir punch Rick Moranis? What the hell, Vladimir? I didn't punch him, but I would if I could. Rick Moranis, go to hell.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Vladimir has some opinions.
He does. Russian counterpart is quite amazing.
Well, Vladimir, what do you want us to talk about? Why don't you talk about Batman with the nipples? That was my favorite one. Vladimir, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. See, we've already talked about all of this. Twice now.
Yeah, well, Vladimir wasn't in here when we were recording, so now we have to have a third conversation today about Batman and Batman nipples. And you would think if, like, you've told me when I was, like, 15 or 16, hey, man, there's going to be a Batman film with Alicia Silverstone. You're going to see lots of hard nipples. I would have been like, this is going to be excellent.
And,
Uma.
Heidi Klum. Yeah, Uma, yeah.
Heidi Klum. Heidi Klum was not in a Batman film. Thank you, Vladimir.
Maybe she was.
IMDb open on my cellular phone. Okay.
You guys have cellular phones now in Russia.
We invented cellular phones. Only American propaganda argues the point.
I thought Al Gore invented the cell phone.
Al Gore can go to hell.
Yeah, So anyway, moving forward.
What was your favorite Batman?
My favorite Batman's Rich. 89 Batman. It's a good mix between... OG. Yeah. Well, Tim Burton is a pretty decent director for the most part.
Unless he's got Johnny a style. I think Batman was the only movie he did without Johnny Depp, it seemed like.
Well, he did Nightmare Before Christmas and one... other.
Sleepy Hollow.
Johnny Depp was in Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. Wasn't he in Edward Scissorhands?
Yes, he was the lead in Edward Scissorhands. Let's see, what movies did Tim Burton direct without?
I think he did Big Fish, right? The Biggest Fish! I'll tell you about the biggest fish! No, Vladimir, we're not talking about actual fish. The fucking movie. Whatever.
I think...
Okay. Big Fish. He did Frank and Weenie. Right?
I think Johnny Depp had a cameo. Beetlejuice.
Anyway. Well, okay, so if you can only watch one Batman film, you're going with 89.
Oh yeah, definitely 89.
What makes that movie stand out, other than pure nostalgia, obviously?
The Batmobile was awesome. The Batwing was beyond awesome. Really, and that was, I guess, Michael Keaton's acting, you know, with Batman was just quintessential Batman, if you ask me. I'm Batman. See? It's not, you know, it gets to the point. Which one was yours again?
Batman Begins.
That was the one with the new Joker, right?
Mm-mm.
That was the one with... Yeah, that was... Didn't he go against the Joker in Batman Begins? No. Oh, no, he went against... What's his face?
He went against Ra's al Ghul. I sit here waiting for you to get it. You'll not get it, I have to tell you. All right, Vladimir, he was going to get it. He was going to look it up. No, I think he would have got it. I don't. What the? Go to hell.
Vladimir, sure, he's going to love this episode.
Yes. I don't. Who told him we were. Did you invite him?
I don't even know where you live, so. He must have followed you home.
Well, I don't really know if he's in the studio with me or just on the call. I hadn't figured it out.
Well, I would hope you know he was in the studio with you.
No, those Russians are shifty. You're shifty!
But what is the worst Batman?
Definitely nipples.
Definitely nipples, yes.
Yeah, and it wasn't just because of those suits. I mean, I thought that just the movie production, the cinematography, the dialogue, the acting, in a word, it was bad.
Bad.
Well, yeah, it's like, let's just take a bunch of big-name people currently and let's throw them in a movie and call it Batman and Robin.
Yeah, because didn't we get Mr. Freeze in that one?
Yes, Mr. Freeze was in that one, Poison Ivy, Alicia Silverstone is Batgirl, or Bat... Yeah, it was still Batgirl then.
Bat Robin. Bitch.
Squeaky! Squeaky, whiny Batgirl. I can do it, Alfred!
Yeah, I think I said to you earlier that it was like rich people cosplay.
Yes, it was definitely. This is what cosplay looks like if you're the 1%.
Yeah. You really hate the 1%.
Well, it's my liberal agenda.
I didn't think you considered yourself liberal.
I just said it's my liberal agenda. I didn't call myself a liberal. Oops. I think I figured out the clicking on the mic.
So, what I like about Batman Begins is that it's a slow-paced... exposition origin story, and I find that origin stories are often the strongest in a franchise because you're telling a compelling story that we sort of already know the ending, right? We know he's going to be Batman, but we want to see how. Whereas when you get into sequels, you're kind of already that character and you have to write another compelling story. And to me, there's hardly anything as compelling as the origin story. And that's why I like Batman Begins, because in Batman, in every other Batman film, he's already Batman, right?
Right, yeah, and there is no, I mean, even the TV show, there was no origin story. I mean, the movies, we know his parents were killed by, you know, an 89 Batman, it was the Joker. Batman Begins, who killed, was it the Joker that killed his parents still in the Batman Begins? Or was it somebody else?
No, it wasn't the Joker. It was some drug addict.
Yeah, so, you know, that was interesting. It put a new light on it, which was nice. You know, but most of those movies in that time period had a good renaissance, because that's when the James Bonds got rebooted.
With Pierce Brosnan?
No.
Are you talking about when Christian Bale did Batman?
Right, when Christian Bale did Batman.
Right, and we got Daniel Craig, which
we got Daniel Craig
was the best Bond since Connery.
Yeah. Because Pierce Brosnan should have never been a Bond.
I don't think you're saying his name right, but we know who you're talking
about. Does it matter? He sucked.
Brosnan.
Well, I only thought GoldenEye sucked. I like, what was the one with Halle Berry? The World Is Not Enough or Die Another Day. One of those was pretty good. He wasn't bad in that. What was that movie? The Thomas Crown Affair, the remake of that. Him and Rene Russo were pretty good.
Yeah, just I never liked the way he acted. That's kind of
well. He was just acting.
I didn't like the way he just acted.
Apparently, he just sold or listed his Malibu home for like $100 million. So I guess he's living a pretty good life.
Yeah, 1%.
Imagine the realtor, because they get 3% if they represent one side, 6% if they represent both sides, right? What's 3% of $100 million? $3 million? $3 million to sell one house?
Yeah, I could live nicely for the rest of my life off of that.
What would you do if I handed you $3 million?
You'd never know because you'd never hear from me again.
Well, that's not creative. That's what everybody says.
That's not what everybody says. They have this long list. Oh, I'd go buy a house and buy my mama a house.
Right, but when you're talking about people at work and we work together, it's like, y'all never see me again. I have to concur. If I had $1 million, I would not be seen again. Except by KGB. They see everything.
Yeah, I pretty much hand my keys to a homeless man and say enjoy it and walk away. With my family, of course.
Would you keep the whole family or add to it or like get a platinumized or something?
I got five people in my family, so that's more than enough. We go by a putt-putt course for Richie. An amusement park for Emily.
You know, we only said $3 million, bro.
You can buy an amusement park in Arkansas for about $1 million, I'm sure.
Maybe the, like, the one that sets up in the mall parking lot.
Hey, it's an amusement park, isn't it?
It's amusing. I used to serve those guys beer when I worked at Garfield's, and they would come in before the carnival opened and drink two or three of those big dogs. Remember those? The 23-ounce?
Uh-huh.
23-ounce draft beer. They'd drink two or three of those and then go operate heavy machinery. So, good times.
Yeah. Sounds like an average day at work. But I wonder what they're doing right now with COVID, because I'm sure they can't really just set up anywhere.
Probably depends on what state they're in. I think it was during the part that we didn't record. We were talking about how much, I think your exact words were Tate Reeves is a fucking idiot.
Nah, those weren't my words. Sorry.
Somebody said it.
I think it might have been you or Valdemir.
Vladimir, what do you think of Tate Reeves?
I do not know this man.
He's the governor of Mississippi.
Mississippi, that's the river in Georgia.
I don't know, Vladimir. Are you talking about Georgia, the state in the United States, or Georgia, the country where Stalin was born?
Why you bring up Stalin? Just because I'm Russian, I know everything about Stalin. Stalin, Stalin, Stalin. Because I'm Russian. I suppose I drink vodka too.
You have his tattoo.
I mean, you gave me vodka for Christmas.
I did not give you that vodka. I've always wondered who stole my vodka.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, Tate Reeves this week, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday?
I don't know.
Decided to lift the mask mandate in the state of Mississippi. Hey, we're first at something, folks.
Hmm.
And because
he's a fucking idiot. And yeah. We also said, well, luckily, the Gaming Commission in Mississippi is a lot smarter than the governor, apparently. And you still have to wear a mask at the casinos.
Yes, and Warren County, thankfully, is a lot smarter than the governor and has extended their mask mandate as well. So
Mayor Chumbawamba also, I think, kept a mask mandate in Jackson.
Gombada. Shit, that's going to bug me all night now. You got his number? We could call and ask him.
I've tweeted him. He's never tweeted me back.
I wonder why. Mayor,
I don't know. Of
Jackson. Let's find a news story that says his name.
I mean, cool dude. You know, like, he seems pretty woke, you know.
Here we go. 512. No, let's not do that one. It'll just say his name. We'll do that one. Oh, shit. May 12th seems like so long ago.
That's my little sister's birthday.
Shot is very important. Many times the severity of the...
Oh, hold on. Shit. I didn't mean to click on that. Oh, shit. I did it again.
Your co-host clicked on his pornography. We see everything.
Yeah.
And you liked it, didn't you? No, I do not like porn. I prefer your mother. Oh, I make American joke.
A lot of people prefer my mother.
That's a good joke, Vladimir. Well, I hear a sound clip of my dogs barking.
You want me to mow them down with a Kalashnikov?
No, Vladimir, don't shoot my dogs. Thank you.
I will shoot them for you.
No, thank you.
What is a
Kalashnikov? I guess he is in the room.
Vladimir. How did I... Oh, there
I don't think he heard you.
That's fine. Hold on. Ed will be 6, 5, 4, 3, 2...
Name? All right, I will Google Jackson Mayor.
Hold
Mayor
on.
Chuck...
Oh, Lumumba.
Lumumba. Yeah, Chakwe Antar.
Change is coming tonight. David Kenny tells us how that.
All right, well, that's enough of that.
Is loosening requirements for restaurants and retail
business. Lumumba. Anyway.
So really, when I said Chumbo, when I said Chumbawamba, I was not that far off. Just want to say it starts with CH and it ends with Umba.
Oh, yes. Any, I understand what you're just saying.
He was born in 83, man. He's about a year younger than I am. He's done way more with his life.
Oh, hell of a lot more with his wife.
Hell of a lot more.
I mean, shit. Just think. Think. Nope. Oh, it's almost curfew time.
What are you talking about?
But yeah, I think we still have a curfew here in Warren County. If you're a minor.
I don't know. Luckily, I don't live in Warren County. I think that'd be the only thing worse than living in Hunts County. Except maybe Washington.
I don't know.
No, it's the Queen. That'd be the worst.
I don't see you working in Hinds County, so Warren County can't be that bad, can it?
Well, there's no casinos in Hinds County.
And whose fault is that? It's the voters' fault.
I'm a voter, but I wasn't when the casinos arrived.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they tried to get one on the Big Black.
I think they should put one in downtown Jackson. I think it would do a shit ton of money.
Oh, it'd be perfect. Right between 20 and 55? Oh,
55. Put it by the Costco.
Put it right on the Natchez Trace.
There you go. We could just keep saying different places.
Well, it'd be on an Indian burial ground at that point, so would it be an Indian casino?
You Americans, your whole country Indian burial ground. You go to hell.
Yes, this is our... This is our release show, folks. This is where we just release from the tensions of the week.
Man, well, we did talk about like fucked up murder secrets for the last 2 weeks. Hey, I want to point out that we were speculating, by the way, for everybody, you know, offended, whatever.
Speculating? We had 8x10 glossy photos with descriptions on the back.
That was a different episode.
Oh,
yeah. And I thought you got a cream for that. Or an ointment. Oh. I don't know the difference in a cream and an ointment.
Yeah. It was at Alice's restaurant. So.
Yeah. So
you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
So Batman is one thing we were talking about. I did miss out, though, on the conversation we were having before the show. Yeah, I introduced my 11-year-old daughter, my youngest daughter, to Back to the Future. It was the first time she had seen it. So, I mean, imagine going back and being able to watch it for the first time again. Most excellent. And she really liked it. She immediately was like, is this Rick and Morty? And I was like, no, it's Doc and Marty, but close.
Wow, is this Rick and Morty?
Well, you can see it, right? And obviously Doc Brown is a Time Lord and Marty's his companion, you know.
Right. I understand. Back to the Future.
Vladimir, would you agree that Back to the Future is one of the greatest films ever? Third best. Really, the third best film.
What's the first best, Vladimir?
Back to the Future 3.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think there's a language barrier. Were you just killing a mouse, by the way? There's squeakiness.
No, I was adjusting.
I thought we weren't going to kill anything on air. I thought we agreed about that.
It's a full moon. I mean, it's perfect right now. Perfect.
Hey, so since the theme of this episode is obviously like ADHD, what new developments in your Beyond Meat journey have occurred since the last episode?
I don't like black bean burgers. I can tell you that right now. That was absolutely disgusting. Period. But I do still enjoy my Beyond Meat as long as my wife doesn't season them. And my son apparently enjoys Beyond Meat because he's been eating them too, unaware.
Well, tell us about this seasoning.
I don't know what she put onto it. Old Bay, not Old Bay. What's that? Landry's seasoning salt or something?
I don't know.
She seasoned it with something and it actually took away from the flavor. Because the seasoning was just that overpowering. And I had to explain to her, I said, it's already seasoned perfectly. Haven't convinced her to eat it yet. But we're getting closer.
Would you say you put her in her place?
No, not at all. Try as you will, but my house isn't ran like yours. So I don't put my wife in her place.
I mean, you know, all the times you've been to my house.
Hey, you're not supposed to talk about that on the air. We just said I don't know where you live. Shit, man. And an amenity here.
But you have been to my house. You had to pick up the mic.
Yes, and you have a Black Lives Matter sign, and your neighbor has a giant glowing cross.
Fuck that fucking Christian-ass cross. I want to, like, burn it, but that's like a Klan thing, so I can't. So, you know what I mean? I can't do something that would be construed as a hate crime. Because I'm definitely not in the Klan, but I don't appreciate the Christian symbolism in my neighborhood. I just need to find the gayest flag I can and hang outside of my house. And, I almost want to bait them into like arguing me. So I could be like, well, your mythology cross is on the wall, so what the fuck ever.
But that's something I don't understand. Why can't you just respect it and move on?
Well, you don't want to get into that right now. That's That's a preview for a different episode, people.
Oh boy.
But I don't
just remember love everybody. Everything.
Some things don't deserve respect, and you know, you could love everybody without respecting antiquated, chauvinistic mythologies.
You mean like our current government?
Well, I'm not in support of our current government. Oh, he's got you there, Richard.
Look, you Marxist traitor.
I don't know, man. He gets free healthcare, so I don't know. Maybe they're onto something.
Hey, and bread every week. For free. You just gotta wait in line for it.
Right, but at least there's a line.
True.
Yeah. You know that show Breaking Bad, if it had been done in Canada, it would have been like 5 minutes.
And I bet you it's tasty.
So, man, it's been a tough day for me podcast-wise.
We gotta cut.
Maybe the listeners don't.
We're gonna cut it at 30 minutes, right? We're signing off.
No, I'm trying to tell you something.
Oh, your other screw up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, anyway. So, yeah, it's been a rough day on podcasting for me. So, I also host another show called G Slade's Indie Music Showcase, which is a weekly interview series with a different independent musician every week. You can find that at gsladeshow.com. We're also on Instagram, Twitter. Just search for G Slade's Indie Music Showcase. But today was one of my bigger episodes. It was the artist with the biggest following, if you will, of any of the artists I've interviewed. And I was listening to the show and I was very hyped, and I noticed that it just cut off in the middle of one of their songs. And I was like, well, I don't think that's how I ended the episode. And I figured out that the audio file was missing the last 16 minutes of the show. So I figured that out at work and couldn't do anything about it until I got off work hours later and drove an hour home. It's fixed now. And then I got on this podcast, which is normally my easy one because we just kind of wing it or tell stories. And I didn't record the first 20 minutes conversation we had. So it's been a tough day, but this is like my release podcast because the other one takes so much work because I'm coordinating with literally people from all around the world. I've had guests on four.
And if you want to hear about it, you can go check it out at George Slade Indie Music.
I do not think he gave the right description, and he interrupted you.
Well, that's what he does better. Sorry. It's gsladeshow.com.
gsladeshow.com.
Gsladeshow.com. Oh, I'm sorry. Copyrights pending.
gsladeshow.com.
So, when are you going to go to the movies again, now that the movie theaters are open?
I will not be attending the cinema until there is a vaccine, which has had probably a year to circulate the population.
Wow. That's going to be a long time, man.
You know, you don't just take a vaccine and everything's done, right? I mean, you gotta immunize major populations.
So you're like 3 years out then, pretty much, huh?
Probably so. I mean, it's a new normal. It's just the way it is. I think I can gradually get back into like traveling and going to, you know, condos, like rental condos or rental cabins or something like that, where we could be away from home, but still be isolated as much as we want to be. If that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm not quite there yet. Because there's literally no protection out there right now except for, like, willful ignorance, you know.
I mean, we were planning on going to the pumpkin patch this weekend until the mask mandate was lifted, and then my wife called today and said, hey, what's your procedures on COVID? Oh, well, the governor lifted the restrictions. We don't have any procedures. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, so that was $200 they lost just because they went with what the governor said. And I'm sure we're not the only family thinking that way either.
Man, what if it's like a sci-fi novel and COVID is really just mass hysteria that's so powerful it could kill you?
I guess we'll find out in, what, 3 days, huh?
Because of
your president, huh? He get what he deserved. He go to hell.
Wow, Vladimir, your president and my president are like besties.
No one proved that.
Vladimir, I believe they peed on the same girl. What are you talking about?
Whoa.
No comment.
Don't forget, Biden was there too, getting his son a job.
Was he?
I think so.
What are you campaigning for, Trump? Like, every time I say something, you try to make it like, okay, both parties are the same. So what's your agenda, man?
Because both
your parties... Your pastor won't let you vote for Biden or what?
Both parties are the same. As soon as people...
I disagree.
They're identical.
They're not identical.
Ask
a woman that needs an abortion if both parties are identical.
I don't see any difference between the two.
He has a point.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen any...
One party's for women's rights and one likes to suppress them.
Yeah.
That's a difference.
Yeah. I guess that's a difference, but once they get into office, after they make all these promises, nothing really changes, though, does it? We still go on laws based from the 60s and 70s?
You asked me what the difference in the party was, not the difference in the performance.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're right. You're talking about the pomp and circumstance, not the meat and potatoes.
The platforms, man. I'm talking about the platforms. What gets people elected. No one gets elected for what they did.
You're talking about the show, the showmanship.
Yeah, I'm talking about the marketing.
We should do like WrestleMania. Have a ladder match with a briefcase or something hanging up at the top. And whoever
between Trump and Biden, like
the top 20 candidates from each party get in there and just hammer on each other, and whoever gets the briefcase is president for 4 years.
A battle royale, baby, if you will.
I mean, that makes as much sense as what we have right now, doesn't it?
Man, if Trump was in a ladder match, he'd stand on the top rung and wait on it to, like, escalate to the top.
Biden forget which way he was going.
Yeah, he would just climb up and then start climbing down the other side and land on Trump.
Don't talk about...
Meanwhile...
Shut up, man!
Meanwhile, like, Elizabeth Warren climbs up there and grabs the case, but they don't ring the bell. And she's like, look, I won! And they're like, no, you didn't. And then Bernie clotheslines her and takes it. And then the whole party, both parties jump on Bernie and take the case because nobody wants him to win.
And then people still don't realize Congress is what needs to change.
Yeah, I think that we are at a point in technology's evolution where we could get the citizens much more involved. Would you stop that? Bro, come on, man. I got to edit that out. You're making work for me, bro.
You can hear... Oh, but that's on... The join me call. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, shit, that one's going to show up. Okay, go ahead. When people are going to wake up with technology, I think so. I think
the citizens can be more involved in government because of the technology we have. These, you know, paper votes and having to go to unstandardized polling sections. I don't understand how we can have a national election when we got 5,000 different sets of like polling stations and rules, right?
Yeah. One has to show ID, one doesn't. One you can go into three times and vote. You know.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
One time tells Alexa to talk. Nobody said computer.
She sounded sexy. Who was that?
That was your mom.
Is she on Tinder?
Yes, swipe right or left. How's that work? How's Tinder work?
I do not know. George, do you know?
I'm a married guy, Vlad. I don't know, man. You're the single man out there.
Well, but, I believe I swiped up.
But yeah, I mean, I think technology is to the point. I mean, we give everybody a smartphone. Everybody has a smartphone.
Everybody has one.
It's documented. You have to use your fingerprint or your face to get into your phone. So it's a unique way to sign in. There's no reason why, you know, you can't send out like an Amber Alert or Silver Alert or what have you, or a weather warning. Hey, how do you feel about marijuana? Do you think it should be legalized? Yes or no? And vote. And it's done, you know?
Right. I mean, I think maybe you go up to the Social Security Administration or whatnot, and you register your fingerprint, and you use an app, and it validates against the database, and it verifies it's you, and then you vote.
Exactly.
Or face. What, you know, what the fuck ever. Like, you could sign into your Windows computer with your face and your iPhone, and if Windows can figure it out, come on.
Yeah.
It could be done.
Exactly. So, you know, at this point, we're at that point where we can have a true democracy. That's a lot of dead air time. Well, are you there?
That's an uplifting, you know, notion there, sir.
What? True democracy?
Yeah, so check it. This week, obviously, our show is all over the place. Like
Corona.
Corona. Boom.
My Corona. My Corona.
You got Corona?
My Corona.
Shit.
I mean, Vlad better not have Corona. Got his mask on, though.
We won't see George for 14 days, Vlad. What the hell?
And don't tell Vlad, but the mask I gave him has a picture of a butt on it, so just saying.
He likes eating ass, huh?
Butt face. Anyway, yeah, this show's been all over the place. We'll probably come back next week with much more targeted content. I know Rich is recruiting the Holy Crusade Brigade to save my soul. So we might have a spirited debate on mythology versus science. As I put it. Mythology. I don't know. What are the odds, Rich? What do you think?
Of mythology versus science?
Of us doing that episode.
It's possible. I will give him a ring-a-ding on Sunday, because I know that's one day I can definitely get a hold of him.
Whoa, dude. This is a fucking family show. Don't talk about ringing your ding.
What? You're such a one percenter. What the hell are you going on about?
Just calm the fuck down.
You're a one percenter.
Calmer than you are.
Yeah, because my audio level just spiked up to red. Oh, no, wait. Red. Nope, that's orange. Red. Oh, there we go. Okay. 1%.
I'm going to have to edit all that bullshit out. Appreciate it.
1%. Or just leave it in. Fuck it.
It's
our ADHD episode.
Yeah, that's, I already said that, motherfucker. Now you're repeating this.
Yes. So, yes, I am working on getting us a special guest for a lighthearted discussion, not one of...
On mythology?
Yes, on theology.
Mythology.
On theology, you're correct, sir.
Mythology.
Theology.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, you know, what's the difference in religion and mythology is like age, right? The age of the cult. That's, anyway, we can get into that next week. It's all good. But yeah, it's going to be interesting next week, you know,
if our guest comes through, it's going to be great.
Or if there's, you know, major national developments on the healthcare front. He's talking about your president kicking the bucket. Thanks, Vladimir. I was trying to be subtle. But...
any year but this year would be a better year for it to happen.
Well, it's going to be crazy if he does not make it, depending on what date he does not make it. See, I thought RBG would be the biggest death this year, but... might be, you know, the Orange Man.
Yeah, because they would have to postpone the election.
No, I don't think you would. I think Pence gets sworn in as president, you know, per the rules. I think Pelosi becomes the vice president, and then you have the election. Well, actually, I don't know if Pelosi becomes the vice president.
No,
I think Pence nominates one and the Senate has to confirm it. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah. So I think that's the way it works. She only gets it if he dies.
So Mitch McConnell will be vice president if it's up to the Senate.
Oh, God. And then Pence will be
now, he wouldn't leave his Senate seat because then it would be open to somebody else to win. So there's no risk in that. But it's going to be wild, man. I mean, it could be the most tumultuous election since the election of 1876. And if you don't know why that one was so tumultuous, what are you doing with your life? Go read about it. Shit.
Hey, what do you keep saying? Our season hasn't been renewed, right?
Yeah, this show is over as far as America. Just, you know, Earth 2020 is not getting renewed. I don't know what they're going to replace it with. Hopefully not reruns.
Oh, man. The Matrix reboots itself and we got to do it all over again.
Well, if we do that, I'm starting the podcast way earlier in life. I'm going to be the first podcast. I'm going to be like on, you remember, what were those old geosites or geocities or whatever? That, remember that? It's like free websites.
Yeah. Yeah. Go grab all these .com names. But see, if we get rebooted, will we remember any of this happened?
Well, I don't know. I remember the last reboot. You don't?
No, I wasn't conscious on that one.
Have I said too much? Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, on that note, folks... good night.
Vladimir, I'm going to need the KGB protection. There's somebody, there's troops coming at the door already. All right, guys, I'll be back next week if I survive this assault.
Peace out.
For king and country.
And hit us on Twitter, FriesToday1.
FriesToday1, comrades.
No, Vladimir, not FriesToday1, comrade. Just FriesToday1.
Comma, comrades.
Goodbye, Vladimir. I am signing off now.